Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman will host a question and answer session on social media sites today, focusing on the government shutdown. Huffman will answer questions on Twitter from 11 to 11:30 a.m. this morning and will also answer questions throughout the day on his Facebook page. Huffman said in a statement that he's looking forward to talking with Northern Californians about what he is doing to end the government shutdown. Governor Jerry Brown used his veto pen on a bill that would have streamlined the process that business owners and taxpayers use to pay their taxes online, but has urged immediate action of implementing some of the core proposals from that bill. The bill, SB 582, received unanimous support in both the Assembly and the Senate and would have directed the Employment Department and the Franchise Tax Board to consolidate their websites and services to make it easier for taxpayers to pay their bills. The governor has ordered his office to determine if immediate consolidation can be made in a cost-effective manner and to move forward with implementation measures. And Governor Brown signed into law on Thursday a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro that allows breweries to refill consumer growlers, even if they were purchased at other locations. A growler is a glass container that generally holds 4 pints of beer. AB 647 establishes labeling requirements for the reuse of growlers, making freshly brewed craft beer more accessible to consumers. Humboldt Bay Fire is hosting an open house this Saturday at Fire Headquarters on C Street in Eureka. Residents will be able to meet with firefighters, learn about fire safety, and watch equipment demonstrations. Assistant Fire Chief Bill Gillespie describes how the event is a great opportunity for Humboldt Bay Fire to connect with the community.
The biggest piece of it is just being able to talk with the community and the people we serve, to interact face-to-face. For a lot of people, it's the only opportunity they get. It gives the ability for them to shake hands with us, to talk with us. Maybe they got a question that, hey, I've got this, or I've heard this, and maybe we can give them some fire safety information or a little clarification or guidance.
The event begins at 10 a.m. and runs through 3 p.m. And a reminder that Caltrans will close down the Klamath River Bridge on Highway 101 in Del Norte County on Sunday so that equipment being used underneath the span can be removed. The bridge will be closed from 10 p.m. Sunday night through 4 a.m. on Monday morning. A second nighttime closure may be necessary from Monday night into Tuesday morning. Electronic signs will be erected to notify motorists, and one-way controlled traffic remains in place. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. The Decade of Difference is unleashing the potential of Humboldt County's students, our rising stars. The Rising Stars Foundation funds the county Spelling Bee, Science Fair, Industrial Technology Fair, Stellar Student Awards, and more. Help every student in this county reach for the stars. Donate to the Rising Stars Foundation. Call 707-445-7018 or visit humboldtrisingstars.org. Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department will welcome in a new chief in about 3 weeks as Andrew Mills takes over the job. Mills, who is retiring after 30 years with the San Diego Police Department, sees many of the same issues facing Eureka as he did in San Diego. One of those issues is prison realignment, a plan that has seen local jails fill up with probation and parole violators who can't be sent back to state prison.
It's tough to get people in jail now. They will do a 10-day flash hold. And even if they're, for instance, if there are conditions as part of the parole, you can't associate with other gang members or you can't be with this person or carry this type of, you know, weapon or instrument. If you catch them with that and you call the parole agent or the probation officer, very frequently they'll say, you know, I'd love to, but I can't. I have to get a court order to do that and it's going to take time. Or the judge will not put this person in jail.
Mills also finds the wording used in the realignment plan misleading, saying that an offender may have committed his last act in a nonviolent manner, but that doesn't mean his criminal history isn't filled with violent crimes.
I think the biggest misnomer is the legislature has set it up where they're saying these are nonviolent offenders. Well, that may be true on the last case, but some of the prior cases, they may be very violent offenders, so we're concerned about it.
Mills also said that repeat offenders cannot be allowed to settle into the community and repeat their violent actions, and supports programs to either jail them or get them strong rehabilitation support. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.